For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A second candidate declared her intent to run for State Senate District 6 after Justin Eichhorn resigned from the seat Thursday. Chelsea Perkins is in Brainerd with more.
Carrie Heintzman of Nisswa announced her candidacy on Facebook late Thursday. She is a longtime Republican organizer, Nisswa business owner, and wife of Representative Josh Heintzman, who represents House District 6B. In her post, Carrie Heintzman says she is running to, quote, champion the values we hold dear, fiscal responsibility, personal freedom, and government transparency. DFLer Emily LeClaire announced her candidacy earlier Thursday. LeClaire unsuccessfully challenged Josh Heintzman last year. Governor Tim Walz must call a special election by Tuesday, and it must take place within the following 35 days. Eichhorn's resignation comes after he was arrested Monday for soliciting a minor for prostitution in an undercover law enforcement operation. We followed this story all week. Be sure to check out KAXE.org for more details. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
The Hibbing and Rock Ridge school districts face millions of dollars in budget shortfalls that could eliminate more than a dozen teachers in each district. Iron Range Today reports Rock Ridge will vote on cuts Monday and Hibbing on Wednesday. Compounding issues are impacting rural districts across the state. Declining populations have reduced enrollment revenue, inflation has outpaced state funding, and unlike local governments, districts have to get voter approval to raise property taxes. The legislature tied the school funding formula to inflation in 2023, so districts now get at least a 2-3% increase each year. But that doesn't make up for the decades of inflation outpacing funding. For example, Rock Ridge gets nearly 20% less than it would have if funding kept pace with inflation. Iron Range Today reports Hibbing is planning an operating referendum for November, but did not provide details on what that request will look like. Referendums have not fared well in recent years, with only 40% approved last year, the lowest rate since 1980. Emerald ash borer has been confirmed in three new locations in Minnesota, the State Department of Agriculture says. MDA confirmed submitted reports in Pine County's Norman Township and the City of Virginia. An Aiken County forester also found evidence of the invasive insect at a timber sale site in Malamo Township, marking the county's first confirmation and upping the number of counties with emerald ash borer to 54. Emerald ash borer was first discovered in the state in 2009. The insect larvae kill ash trees by tunneling under the bark and feeding on the part of the tree that transports nutrients. All of Aiken County is now under an emergency quarantine, as are the rest of Mille Lacs and Pine, which were until recently only partially quarantined. The St. Louis County quarantine is expanding farther north to include most of the Iron Range. It previously only covered the Duluth area. The quarantines limit the movement of firewood and ash material out of the area. Public comment is now open on the quarantines, which are expected to be formalized May 6th. MDA will also host a virtual informational meeting for residents on March 26th. More information at kaxe.org. Many northern Minnesota resorts are just starting the process of opening up cabins shuttered for the winter. But management with one operation say since they've taken advantage of solar power, they no longer have to hang up a closed-for-the-season sign. Strained by high heating costs, the Lodge of Whispering Pines in Ely sat dormant during the winter for the past decade. New ownership took over in 2022 and recently added a 72-panel solar array that largely powers its dozen cabins. The lodge operators say electricity has always been a financial struggle for resorts in remote areas. While there have been some skeptics, Whispering Pines manager Denise Myers thinks their approach could serve as a model.
For us to do this and look at how little gas we're putting in, the idea of maybe getting other people out to enjoy this so they want to preserve it too, I feel like I've died and gone to heaven. It feels like the best reward.
Myers notes this could help keep the resort thriving for younger generations, including her grandchildren. Thanks to MinnPost's Ava Keehan for the story. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank. dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.